A time of reflection and gratitude. A message from your chair, Barry Coop. As we mark the UK's National Day of Remembrance this month, I know many of you will be paying your respects at services in your local communities around the country. This year, I'm looking forward to spending it with some of you in Llandudno, attending the special military dinner and remembrance parade along the seafront. No doubt, with all the terrible atrocities going on in the world, it will feel especially poignant this year. There's no easy way to make sense of the awful wars currently blighting so many innocent lives. All we can do is say a heartfelt prayer for all those caught up in the horror and honour the heroes who have defended our freedom over the years, keeping their memory alive. One of those heroes for me is my father. He was my role model and my inspiration, full of life and personality, despite losing his sight at war. He was also a proud St Dunstaner, and the entire reason I was able to forge a connection with this wonderful charity as young as a boy. This year marks important anniversaries for our veterans, not least the 20th anniversary since the invasion of Iraq and 70 years since the end of the Korean War. With this in mind, we will be particularly thinking of all those tragically lost and wounded in these conflicts and of their families. Another hero from the Second World War is member Alec Penstone, who, I hear, at 98, is still remarkably energetic. Alec has shared some of his fascinating stories from the war years with our military and engagement lead, Tim Eckersley, for a Remembrance podcast special. Running over three episodes, apparently each as enthralling as the last, he describes life as a young teenager in London during the war, surviving the Arctic convoys and playing a trick on the KGB. I can't wait to have a listen. You'll find all three episodes at blindveterans.org.uk/Alec. I also can't wait to see your remembrance photos in the December review. Please send them to revieweditor@blindveterans.org.uk by the 15th of November 2023. As we look back with sombre reflection and gratitude, we also look to the future this month as our new centre of well-being at Rustington will be open very soon. I have to say, it looks fabulous. I really couldn't be happier with it. We hope to be open for visitors later this month, so please do come along and have a look for yourself. Although we won't be quite ready in time to hold a remembrance service at the centre, a few of our members, including Jim Dunn, will be laying a wreath on behalf of us all in Rustington Town. It's wonderful that we are already making links with the Rustington community. I'm sure these will only grow stronger and deeper over the coming years.